Tonight, our learning is sponsored in memory of Harav Chanina Yehuda ben Mordechai, as well as by Eddie Arbusfeld, in memory of his mother, Genya Bashmuel Moshe, Zechorna Levracha, by Ezra Dweck, in memory of his mother, Maka Basaliyahu, Zechorna Levracha, by Gitti Fishkin, in memory of her mother, Rebetzin Fega, Bas Yosef Dov, Zechorna Levracha, and by Carol Metzger, in memory of her mother, Reza Bela, Bas Moshe, Zechorna Levracha. Now that we have finished all of our pre-Pesach, our Pesach preparation questions, we get back to general questions in Halacha. And we start with a doozy, an ever-controversial question, one that comes up every year, and that will become halacha l'maisa for us shortly, and that is the question of whether or not it is permissible to daven at a plag mincha mariv. That is not an option in Congregation B'nai Shurin this week, but it will potentially become an option. I already see people closing their ears. It will become an option starting in the month of May, but we are going to spend this week at our Shkia Zman Mincha Mariv discussing the halachic question of whether or not it is truly permissible, or when it is permissible. Obviously, if we're having the minyan, that means that there are circumstances in which it is permissible. But really, is it appropriate to be davening in that minyan? Under what circumstances should one daven there? And under what circumstances should one not daven there? The sugya begins with a very, really, frankly, strange gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The gemara there records a machlokas as to what the cutoff point is between Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Arbis. The gemara assumes that there is a single cutoff point between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Whatever the last time for Mincha is the earliest time for Ma'ariv. And the Gemara has a question as to what exactly that time is. And there are two opinions in the Gemara. The opinion of the Rabbanon is that it is Shkia. Shkia is when the sun goes down. And that is the opinion that we observe, those of us who are davening at this minyan, observe that every single day. Anytime you daven in this minyan, you are relying on the opinion that asserts that Shkia is the end of Zman Mincha. So we schedule Mincha for right before Shkia. And it is the beginning of Zman Ma'ariv. So right after Shkia, or we have a brief Tvar Torah in between, that is when you are allowed to start davening Ma'ariv. But there is another opinion in the Gemara, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who maintains that the cutoff point is Plag HaMincha. Now, what is Plag HaMincha? When is Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is 10 hours and 45 halachic minutes into the day. Where does the term come from, or where does that time come from? We won't go through it extensively, but very briefly, Plag Mincha means the middle of Mincha time. So what does the middle of Mincha time mean? So the real time, the ideal time to daven Mincha is something that we call Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 halachic hours into the day. The Rambam, at the beginning of Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, points out that these are all halachic hours, what we call Sha'os Zemanios, a topic for a separate time. But it's 9.5 halachic hours into the day is what we call Mincha Ketana, according to the Rambam and according to the way we paskin. That is the ideal time to recite Mincha. Now, if you're taking half of Mincha time, so you take half of the duration of Mincha time through the end of the day. And it's just quick arithmetic from that point. The end of the day is 12 hours into the day. You subtract 9.5, you end up with 2.5 hours. Plag Mincha means you split that in two, so you end up with 1 hour and 15 minutes. So if you add those 1 hour and 15 minutes to the 9.5 hours of Mincha Ketana, you end up with 10 hours, 45 minutes, 10 and 3/4 hours into the day. Again, I think the arithmetic all checks out. That's how you get this man of Plag Mincha. Fine. So we have machlokas as to what the cutoff point is for Mincha and for Ma'ariv. That wouldn't be strange. That's quite ordinary. We have machlokas all the time in the Gemara. What's strange is that instead of taking a stance on what the psak halacha should be, which either the Gemara will ordinarily do, or if the Gemara leaves us hanging, we have all sorts of kolei hapsak, all sorts of rules that determine who we paskin like in a machlokas. In this instance, the Gemara says, "De avid kamar avid u de avid kamar avid." The Gemara says you're effectively licensed to choose which opinion you are going to follow. You could either follow Shkia, or you can follow Plag HaMincha. It's all good, it's all acceptable, it's all perfectly fine. Now, of course, if you stop there, then you'd say, okay, great, so Shkia works, Plag HaMincha works, it's all fine, so where does the problem come in? The problem comes in because even though the Gemara says, the Avid Kamar Avid, the Avid Kamar Avid, that you could do either way, the Poskim assume, and the Rishonim assume, that it's likely that you need some level of consistency. And let's highlight that by the most extreme case. Let's say you're davening Mincha, and you decide you're running late for Mincha. Plag HaMincha already passed. So I'm going to paskin like the opinion that says that I have until Shkia, that I have until sunset. So you daven Mincha. Now it's time to daven Ma'ariv. For Ma'ariv, you don't really want to wait around until after Shkia to daven Ma'ariv. It would be really convenient if you could daven right now. So you know what? You say, I'm going to do the following. For Mincha, I'm going to hold like the opinion that says Shkia. Give me the extra time to daven until Shkia. And for Ma'ariv, I'm going to hold like the opinion that says that is Plag HaMincha. Wow, so you managed to work some halachic magic, and you managed to create the scenario where you're davening actually Mincha and Ma'ariv, both between Plag and Shkia. It wouldn't work for either opinion if you're going to be consistent throughout, but because you took one opinion for Mincha, you took the other opinion for Ma'ariv, you managed to create this convenient reality whereby you've been able to daven both Mincha and Ma'ariv in that time between Plag and Shkia. Many poskim say, look, that's too far. Even though the Gemara says you can choose one psak or the other, you can't play this game whereby you choose one tefillah, you choose Rabbi Yehuda, the other tefillah, you choose Rabbanan, and then you work out this middle ground that's really just unstable. It's really this entirely inconsistent middle ground. That's what the Poskim call a tarte desasre. You've just worked an internal contradiction. There's no halachic consistency here, and that's unacceptable. And many Poskim say that that's not acceptable. Many poskim go a step further, and this will be very important for us, and say not only do you need to be consistent on each tefillah, but you need to be consistent in a greater sense as well. You need to be consistent in terms of which shita you pick. In other words, the first opinion says, look, within one day, you have to at least pick one opinion. You can't switch off between mincha and maariv and just pick a different opinion for each tefillah that you recite. Within a day, you need to be consistent. There are other opinions who maintain that it's not just within one day you need to be consistent, it is within your life that you need to be consistent. Choose which shita you hold by. Choose whose opinion you accept. Do you accept plaga mincha or do you accept shkia? You are licensed to choose who is going to be your posik on this issue, Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. But once you've selected an opinion, you need to live your life in consistency with the opinion that you have selected. You can't just switch off day to day and one day make it plaga mincha, the next day shkia. You need to have some kind of internal consistency in how you conduct yourself. And indeed, we find different deos that are quoted in the Rishonim, in the Beis Yosef, in Or HaChaim, in Reish Lamed Gimel, regarding what degree of consistency you need. The Tur, quoting the Rush, and this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah as well, says that you need a lifetime of consistency. You can't switch from day to day, you can't switch from week to week. You need to pick who you choose, or more likely the Kehillah, as we will see, picks which you choose by. You go by Shkia, or you go by Plag, you go by one or the other, and that is going to be the Psak that you follow. In America, Shkia is far more common than Plag HaMincha, again, as evidenced by this Man Mincha Maariv. Certainly in the winter months, people aren't davening Mincha before Plag. We're very often davening Mincha at the last minute when the sun sets very early. So that is opinion number one. Other opinions say, no, you need to be consistent on each individual day. They quote the Sefer HaShlama. And within any individual day, you need to be consistent. But you can change from week to week. You could change from day to day. That's perfectly fine. And then the Beis Yosef quotes some who maintain that even within the same day, there are some that within one day will switch off between Mincha and Maariv. So you do have these three opinions in the Rishonim regarding what degree of consistency you need, and of course, that question will be very important in determining the acceptability of davening Plag Mincha Maariv if, ordinarily speaking, you rely on Shkia as the cutoff point between Mincha and Maariv. So which of these three opinions in the Beis Yosef, which of these three opinions in the Rishonim do we paskin like? Be'ez Hashem, we will continue this discussion tomorrow night. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos, Yisrael, Lefi Kachir, Belam, Ter Mitzvos, Shnei Mar, Adonai, Chabetz, Maz, Vekoy, Adil, Teravi, Adir.